All right, hello, welcome to Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast. Absolute disaster on our first attempt at Zoom. I was going to leave Mikey's house this morning at 8 a.m. and go home, had plenty of time, car was snowed in, had to wait an hour and a half, delayed, and then I got halfway out, didn't have my wallet, had to go back. Princess Matt has a sauna appointment at noon, so we couldn't push it back, so here we are back on Anchor. If the audio is bad, you have to blame Matt and the weather. So those are not me. It's not my fault. I don't have the matchups or anything, so Frankie's going to start hosting. And honestly, I think we should get right into picks. So, Frank, why don't you take us away with the first game?
All right. So, all right, the first matchup here I got on the docket is myself, Joe Exotic, 8-4, taking on Mikey at 9-3. I haven't looked at the other matchups, but this seemed to be the match of the week. So, I guess I'll kick it off here. Mikey's got a stacked team. He's had a stacked team all year. I don't know. Is this Duke Johnson or David Johnson? Is he back?
David.
That's David. He's back. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I'm taking myself. Don't like his running backs this week. I'm going to win this one in a long shot.
Okay, and also, so I didn't even say, this is the guest picks finale. We got Matt 5-1 and Sean 4-2 on. So what's up, guys?
Hey, boys. How we doing today?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Yo, what's good, guys?
So Ryan also tied Sean at 4-2, but he was busy yesterday, and then today I think he just doesn't care. So Sean's in. Sean's the 2 seed. So jumping right into it, my pick for this game, Mikey's team has been popping. Frankie's team is good, too. I'm not looking at the rosters. I'm going to go Mikey because I need to beat Frank. Frank and I are tied right now. So Mikey. And then let's go Matt. You're the first seed. Do you want to pick first or do you want Sean to pick first?
I can go first. I'm going to go with, I hate to go against Craig. Guy rolls a good spliff and everything. But I'm just liking Frankie's team this week.
All right. I got to go with Mikey's team. I got to start making my way up from the second seed. Glad to be here. Glad that it's off participation and not because my record was that good, but whatever.
All right.
Well, you did tie for a second. So, all right, Frank, take it back. Take it away from me.
Yeah, so then, all right, let me see here. I'm going to read off Drew's pick. He sent him in. Unfortunately, he's taking a test right now or something. So best of luck to him. Best of luck to him. Let's see. I believe he took me in this one, but let me just see. Yeah, roll Frank, sticking with the commissioners. All right, good pick, Drew.
Nice.
All right, and the next matchup here is, a little rebrand this week, fantasy team. So, Sean at 3-9, very disappointing season for Sean. I'm sure he can attest to that, versus the Denver Dabbers and Matt at 7-5. So, let's start this one off, Brendan.
All right, so I'm not looking at the rosters or anything, Sean. I like the rebrand. It's pretty funny. I think Drew didn't like it. You'll hear from him later. But overall, this is a tight battle, being Frank. I should pick Matt, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm picking the fantasy team. Rebrands work in this league. I think it's going to work this week. I'm picking the fantasy team straight off gut feeling and nothing else.
Okay, let's hop over to Matt. What are you thinking about this one, Matt?
Well, I think this one's pretty obvious. The Denver Divers are going to take it. You know, we were kind of on a hot streak, but losing one of my best players, Will Fuller, to COVID, I think he knew it. I say we let him play. But, yeah, we're going myself.
Let the boys play. All right. Sean, what are we at?
Man, I don't think I've ever been this depressed for the last game of our season and all the times we played. I'm in a terrible mood. I had to rebrand my team. I've lost 5 in a row. It's never happened ever.
Hate to see it.
My team, when I drafted this team, I had so high hopes. I had a lot of high hopes. But I guess we're going to go into the rebrand. I'm going to take this dub. I'm going to win one, at least in this consolation bracket, and survive the Aztec. Hopefully, I just didn't jinx myself, but we shall see.
Knock on some wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also going to take Sean in this one. Your team has looked great on paper all year. They just haven't performed, but I think this week they get it done.
Yeah, we're desperate. My team's hungry. We're desperate. We need it more.
It'll be a good omen going into next year. So Drew does not like your team name, though. So let's see. He's taking the Denver Dabbers in this one, and I quote this: "I hope fantasy team isn't your rebrand, Sean. That name is about as exciting as your team has been this year."
Oh God! It's not the full rebrand. It's if he didn't get the joke.
I don't think he knows anything about the NFL. I don't think he knows that the Washington football team is a thing.
Yeah. No, well, Drew, he can't be here. He can't be here to vouch for himself. So. Yeah.
No, Drew, if you're listening to this, my team next year will not be called fantasy team.
All right, so we'll pop into the next matchup here. We got Phil Rowland Sox at 8-4 taking on Drew himself 0-9 at 6-6. So does Drew need to win this to get into the playoffs?
Has to.
Oh boy. All right, so Sean, I'll let you kick this one off.
Fuck Drew, he's losing. See you in the consolation bracket, loser.
There we go. all right, Brendan. All
right. So I will say Drew had needed to win the last three to make the playoffs. He's got two out of three legs done, but it ends this week. I would love to see him in the playoffs. I think he's fought hard from the literal bottom of the league. Good for him. Good luck on the exam today, but he's going to take an L. I am picking Phil Rowland Sox. They keep rolling, unfortunately.
Okay, and then Matt.
Yeah, you know, I love the team name 09. Best year ever. Great video games.
Yep.
No, just everything was good that year. But, yeah, it's tough to go against Cormac. Guys got a good squad about there. Don't really love his team name, but, yeah, still going with Cormac. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, let me take a look at these teams. I think Chris Carson's going to have a big week this week. He looked good last week. Let's see, he's got Hill, Ridley. Drew's got a good team. I don't know. He put up big points. Last week, I'm sorry, without a quarterback playing pretty much. So I do think Drew squeaks this one out and makes it into the playoffs.
Wow, let's go.
All right. So getting into the next matchup here, we got all Mahomies 5-7 taking on anti-vaxxers Mitch at also 5-7. Matt, what are you thinking about this one?
Ooh, you know, haven't done too much research on this one. I'm going to go strictly based off Pat Mahomes being the best quarterback in the league, all Mahomes.
Nice. I like that pick. Brendan.
All right. So as we know, it's always Fuck Mitch podcast. I couldn't end the season picking Mitch. I just can't bring myself to do it. So I'm going Elijah, all Mahomes. Rolling this week behind big game from Mahomes.
Yeah, sounds like you got a trend going here. All right, Sean.
I wonder if Elijah knows he doesn't have a kicker.
I'm sure he doesn't.
I got Mitch.
All right, taking Mitch in this one.
Ravens
here.
Defense is going to go crazy against the Cowboys on Tuesday if we play.
Yeah. Fuck. I know, right? Yeah, I think I'm going to take Elijah in this one as well. Hopefully he puts his kicker in. But I guess you never know. Drew's got.
Oh, yeah, say Drew's and then I'll say Drew's.
Elijah versus Mitch. I'm not picking. I don't care. Okay.
I will say, Frankie, I'm glad you also picked Elijah because I didn't know about the kicker thing going into it. So this is good. Worst case, it's a wash for me. Love my pick.
I should have known better. Okay, next matchup, Kamish Coxman 8-4 going up against Jesse the Shotness Monster at 3-9. Jesse's been on a roll these past couple weeks here, but Brendan, what are you thinking?
This is tough. I honestly don't love going into playoffs. I need George Kittle back in a big way. I need Galladay back. Jesse's team has been good. I actually think this is going to be a tough game, but I mean, again, last week I can't change it up. Not picking myself. Roll cock.
All right. So you said you're taking yourself here? Okay.
I think I need Brendan to win this. I want Shotness Monsters to be as low as they can in bracket, and the fact that I was his first win, that makes me sad. So yeah. Brendan, good luck, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, you know, I want to create as much as much competitiveness as I can in this thing, so I'm gonna go with the Shotness. You know, like we said, guy's on a one game win streak, he's hot. He's also projected more points than Brendan, and that's how I usually pick, so I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm also going to go with Jesse in this one. Eckler, I don't know. I think Eckler was back last week. I don't think he played him, but he's got him this week. So he's got pretty much the Chargers' best, all their offensive pieces. So I'm going to take Jesse in this one.
Fair.
And then let's see what Drew's got in this one. I don't see it on here. I think he might have missed this one.
He's out of the running anyway, so I just think he doesn't care now.
Yeah. Oh, no, he said – no, he's taking you, Brendan.
Love it.
This is very poorly run. I apologize.
Listen, it's your first time, Frank.
First time. Feeling a little under the weather, so yeah. Okay, last matchup. We got the Moab Bombers at 6-6 versus Andrew Unlucky at 4-8. So this is a pretty big matchup as well. I believe Ryan's got a win to make the playoffs.
Yep.
All right, Sean, I'll let you take it away first.
I'm picking Ryan. His lineup and still loses.
Oh, he did pick up a new quarterback.
That's good.
Because I tried picking up Kirk Cousins and he fucking took him.
Nah, bro. Dalvin Cook is going to end the season with another 40 points.
Probably.
Going out with a bang. Okay, Matt.
Yeah, mostly, once again, based on the name, I'm going to go with Ryan. He's got a pretty solid team. I don't know who he is, some sort of quarterback. Never heard of him. Dub, don't know him. Samuel, don't know him. Go Dirt, don't know him. Kirk, don't know him. Sanders, don't know him. But I'm going Ryan.
Great. I love the analysis there. Okay.
Deep dive.
Brendan.
So may I ask, so is there anyone in Jordan's lineup not playing?
Nope. He's rostering a full lineup this week.
Oh, okay. Regardless, I know for a fact that Ryan has Nick Chubb and Dalvin Cook. I'm picking Ryan. I like Jordan's effort, finally picking it up towards the end of the season here, right when it really matters. But, I got to pick Ryan.
Yeah. So, I also am going to take Ryan. I'm very shocked he's starting Trubisky, but I kind of like it. So, I'm going to roll
no
with Ryan.
No risk, no reward.
No, yep. Absolutely not. And I believe, let me see, Drew has taken Ryan as well. His playoff chances rest on this game. He needs Ryan to win. No, he needs to win. He needs Ryan to lose. So he reached out to Jordan to have him set his lineup, and it looks like he's
nice.
But he's picking Ryan anyways, looking for a jinx, I think.
It's got to be. All right. Let's go. Move on.
All right. So that was the last matchup of this week and for the regular season.
It's a great season, boys.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Frank.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't have my gambling picks in front of me. Frank, you got any gambling picks this week?
I don't. Actually,
Jesus.
Maybe Sean's got another parlay.
Sean, you got
I wish I had time. I would have put more effort into it. But just take the Titans money line over the Browns. That's it.
Oh, I like that pick. That's a nice pick.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
I had to, man. Your team is some pretenders. I don't know how y'all hit three. But fuck it. My Ravens look like trash. I don't know where you're driving through, but I couldn't hear shit. But okay.
He's got no service.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, that's
out of error.
Okay.
I said.
All right. I doubt it.
See you next.
Okay. He's going to whoop that ass. Okay. I think the Bears, actually, my bet is the Bears, whatever the points are there, I'm taking the Bears.
Whoa. No, I'm just kidding. I have nothing.
Doesn't have any, but overall, freaking... Frank, I'm going to grade your performance. This is your flu game. I'm taking that into account. And your
solid. Above average.
C+.
Hey, C's got degrees. Or maybe D's. I'll take either.
Nah, you're not even close to D, bud. You got you handled it.
No, I'm going to the Sonic. I don't see why it's such a big deal. You guys said it was at 11. I made it for 12. I don't know why I'm catching so much flack.
Sweat it out.
Yeah.
Dude, well, all right, enjoy the ball. Just getting a sauna.
Self-care Sunday.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah. All right.
I would just like to say, I don't know how I didn't win, considering I have the best record. I don't know if there's any clarification on that. I probably missed the first week where it was explained, but... Okay, but I did win the regular season.
This is the final.
Word, okay.
Yeah, this is the final.
Okay, cool. I'll take that.
Regular season dub. Congrats. Number one seed in the finals.
We'll figure it out.
So we'll see how it shakes out, boys. I'll catch you next
week. Yeah, we got some
back to the pod?
When we can figure it out. Yeah, we'll get.
I want the prize to be exempt from an ass tat no matter what happens.
Member for the rest of the season. <I'm not.
laughs> Thank you.
Yeah, that could be a. I would be okay with that. I'm sure others wouldn't.
Yeah.
We'll discuss it. So yeah, Matt, you're not gonna get an ass tat.
Let's
go.
I'm sure Drew will be thrilled.
Even though this is a dictatorship, I still agree.
Hey.
All right. Drew will not be doing that's okay, because apparently taking his veterinary board.
Only dub he's getting this week.
Sounds like some fake shit, some practice exam shit or something.
Not even a big deal. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, all right.
Well, good luck, boys.
Good luck, boys. We'll catch you later. I'll edit this podcast. All right,
see you guys. Good luck.
Fuck Mitch.
Fuck Mitch and fuck!
As always.
Except Mitch.